I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you, and their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God to you and to your seed after you. Genesis 17:7. People often wonder, will God do what he says he will do? If so, then can I trust him with my life? Christ came to earth, lived the perfect life, and died the perfect death. He then rose from the dead and ascended back to Father God. The life Christ lived in relationship to God proved God's trustworthiness. Jesus Christ fulfilled the everlasting covenant that God made with Abraham on behalf of all mankind. Christ established the everlasting covenant between you and God. The covenant is fulfilled in Christ and is made available to us by Christ. After the resurrection, Jesus said, I am ascending to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God. The covenant relationship God promised us has been established. When you receive Christ, you are joined to the Lord and become a part of God's forever family. God becomes your God too. Now God is your Father, and you are his sons and daughters. Through union with Christ, you are made one with your heavenly Father. Therefore, once you are in Christ, all the promises of God for you are yes and amen to the glory of God. Christ, seed of Abraham, did for us what we could not do for ourselves. He lived the perfect life, was the perfect sacrifice, so that he might perfect that which concerns us. In a word, grace. And if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And according to the promise, the everlasting covenant, Christ has given us a new beginning with a new life. Therefore, today, the everlasting covenant is the only covenant that has lasting significance. All the other covenants God made were temporary, specialized or individualized promises. There is only one covenant that is overarching and everlasting, the everlasting covenant. Christ put the new in covenant, the old man under sin in Adam has been replaced by the new man under grace in Christ. Thus, in Christ, we are made entirely new through Christ. We are made new creations with new life in him, so that we might walk in new life. This is the grace of God at work. As a result of the everlasting covenant, we are no longer under sin. We are now under grace and recipients of everlasting life in Christ. Jesus Christ has ushered in the new age, the age of grace. The age of grace is the new era of the new creation in Christ. Thank God for the everlasting covenant. Oh Lord, people are always making promises they cannot keep. Their intentions may be good, but they are unable to keep them. I know that it's been the case with me. But when it came to the promise that matters most,
the everlasting covenant. You can't fool. You kept the promise. You are the ultimate promise keeper. Therefore, I can count on you to do whatever you say.